Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed. What is it about a smart, handsome guy? How does a smart, handsome guy grip society? How does that happen? Why is it that a handsome, smart guy gets all the chicks? Why are women drawn to a man of competence? And what is competence anyway? What is competence? What is that about? What gives someone competence? I can't help but wonder, can you? Isn't it something that as kids we were going towards? I mean, what in the heck is the definition of competence anyway? Well, it's a noun and it has to do with the ability to do something successfully or efficiently. Now, as kids, we were naturally going towards competence because it was our goal in life to have the ability to do something successfully or efficiently. And I think you could agree with that definition. And use a man for his competence? Of course we can. If someone is able to do something successfully or efficiently, do you think that society doesn't notice and doesn't go ahead and use that man for that ability? That's what we're looking for. There's people in society with us who are utilizing that ability to do something successful or efficient. What good would a society be without people that were groomed towards successfulness and efficiency? Good question, right? There wouldn't be a whole lot of a reason to have that. And since the dawn of consciousness, we have relied upon the people. We have used those people that demonstrate that ability to the best of their ability to help society get by. But how about if instead we taught every child to be competent? So that would be an amazing super society, a society that, wow, no one would be left behind. We wouldn't worry about this no child left behind crap. No one would ever be left behind if we focused on grooming everyone to have the ability to do something successful or efficiently. Now, I believe that even the children that I worked with at the Learning Center, which was a place for people with, well, we called them different things when I was young, and since we're all so hung up on political correctness instead of not leaving anyone behind in the society, I mean, leaving them behind what? How? It all sounds good. Catchphrases. All those things have done more damage to us than people who are competent, who do good things for us. So the children in the learning center that didn't go to the main learned to be competent at something too. We helped them, and it took more compassion, patience, tolerance, and understanding working with those children parent did with someone that could learn more quickly, but they could learn to be competent at something. So why is it that a handsome, smart man gets to grip society? Because somehow there's the stigma that a male would be the one that could, in the time of need, in the real time of conflict, that it would be the guy that could do that job. So considering that competence is the ability to do something successfully or efficiently, how would a politician do something successfully or efficiently when their job only exists to rule over people? I don't see how they could do a good job. If ruling over another person is your job, you're not the kind of person that I want to hang out with. We have names for people like that. Guys, you don't like it when a girl's doing that to you. You call her something that begins with a B. And guys, if you're acting that way to us, we often refer to you as something that starts with a D. And neither one of us wants to hang out with the other species, the other gender within the species, when we're ruling over. When we're ruling the roost, I ask the question, do politicians really have competence? Or have we been taught they are important? I would venture to say that we've been taught they're important. And that that's been going on for thousands of years. And that it's a big fallacy. It's an illusion. It's not real. Those people have no base of power. Because all they do is take from others to look good. And we vote them in to make people look bad through their laws, rules, and regulations. Now, what's so cool about a smart, handsome man that we elect to do all that? Absolutely nothing. We're hurting every generation every time we elect someone to take from us that has no base of power for happiness, because happiness comes from creating value for yourself and for others. It does. You can even feel the softness of knowing that when you do something good, something that feels right to you, that you benefit, and so will others within society all around you. But having a handsome man grip society, as in electing a male or female to an office that requires taking from the populace, the general population, the people in that non-ruling class, because they're not in that ruling class that makes those laws, rules, and regulations against us. When we decide we're done with all that nonsense, like a nursery rhyme that we're still following when we're adults, then we won't have people hurting in society. And we can all become competent rather than following a few. It's not in our nature to follow. We're not like the animals that are out in nature, or even the ones you've domesticated in your house who have to follow you to get to eat. How cruel is that? You know when they want to eat? You just leave that stinking food out in the house all day long. And when somebody walks into your house, it stinks and you don't even know that it does. If you've domesticated animals that cannot create a value for themselves, they're the problem. The animals might become more important than those who could create value in your house, who don't. Since we all get value, I mean, we get happiness, which is a value. It's a great virtue. Is it a virtue? Maybe I should check that out. But for now, I'll just say, since we all get happiness, out of creating value, being of value to self and to others, and it feels so good and light and just. Why would we really ever think that someone else shouldn't be doing the same thing? Why would we have ever thought that it was cool in a nation to create systems of control that ensnared the people in their traps when they got hurt even? Seriously? You know, I know they have those occupational therapists that supposedly help people get back into life once they've been hurt. But I wonder how many people have really benefited from that, because I know a lot of people, and I will say a lot, considering that like half of our population is on some kind of government program to get by instead of thriving. I would say I know a lot of people, I talk to quite a few every day, that utilize the system of control when they got hurt or they were unemployed, whatever came along, and they find out that their life is not as good as when they could go to work. That now they're stuck with the same amount of money every month, month after month, and when an offer comes along, they can't go out and get a job and make it happen. They can't take on a business and make more money. They are stuck with government regulations of those people that we consider to be competent to run a nation. And there's no way you can be competent unless you're creating something of value through your ability to do something successfully or efficiently. Taking money from others to give to others is not at all doing something successful or efficiently, because it is simply hurting the ones you take from. I hear the phone ringing. Look, somebody's anxious to find a way to get out of that trap. So the phones are ringing for a while, because I realize that there's a lot of people that would love to have a different system than a ruling class system. They would rather have a non-ruling class system because there's more people within the non-ruling class, and we would have more and more things. People understand those numbers, and it turns them on. It gets them excited to think, wow, that's right, all those millions of geniuses that bring us all the cool things that I can look around and see, if they were set free to create whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted, without having to give up their value or hope for a patent or anything like that, die before they ever get a patent because it takes such a long time, or they may never get it because someone in that ruling class says, no, you can't do that. I'm having a bad hair day today, and I'm bald-headed. No, I'm having a bad hair day today because my hair is going curly, and when I want it to look straight, I look so competent here in this position, though. Let me see. I think I'll be a missionary of injustice and take from a few. I mean, how many are they taking from? Everyone that goes to work, to give to all of those who don't go to work. So we consider that those are smart, handsome men, and they grip society. And there's ladies included in that. When I say men, you know, there's mankind. Really? Is that being kind? I don't think so. But these smart, handsome men grip society. And some of the women in the ruined class do too. I mean, we got a battle between the sexes going on again this year. In 2016, we had it in 2008, we had it in 2012. It's the ruling class against the non-ruling class that goes on every 4 years, and we keep electing those in the ruling class, the career politicians, to take over and tell us to do. Oh, my God. I guess we could say sometimes they're smart, sexy, handsome, ruling class people that grip us. Probably not the kind of way we want to be stroked either. Why does a lady seek a man who is competent? And again, the definition of competent being, well, if you have competence, that would be the outcome of the ability to do something successfully or efficiently. And why would you seek a guy like that? Well, let's figure that out. Why wouldn't you want your partner in life to have that? So why do we settle for less? Because they look so good. They're sexy. They smell good. Really, you ever get in an elevator where some guy's been and stunk up the place, and the same goes for ladies? Seriously? You should have on enough cologne or none to not offend people. Have you ever been in a building where that cologne that someone had on their hands that they touched the elevator button left them in the elevator all day long? I guess I'll use that for what happens when a politician writes a law. It's with us forever, and it stinks, really, because they have to take from someone. Like, just think about it. When you drive down the street and the police officers are writing tickets because they're stuck doing the dirty work of the politician. We think there we give them bad names because they're stuck doing the dirty work of the politicians. They don't get to protect us. They just report to the scene of a crime, and they have to play the judge and the juror all at once and decide who to take in, and sometimes they're wrong. It's so wrong of us to elect people to be our protection, and they have all this power over us through force on our wages to take from us. It's really kind of a crazy equation. I would say that it won't give any of us competence, because they take away our ability to do something successfully and efficiently, as in the definition of competence. You could be driving your car along just fine, safely, and something is wrong with the car. For instance, one backup lamp, and you back up, just one backup lamp. And they could give you a ticket, shoot your budget for the entire month, because you have to go get it fixed. You might have to take time off to go get the person to fix it for you. You know, if that's helping the people of the nation, if that's protecting the people of the nation and their wages that they earn, by the way, politicians don't earn wages. They take their wages from us. They don't really earn a livelihood. They don't have anything lively in their life because they don't have an ability for happiness, because they're just taking for people when they give something. They don't create real value. We do. So when they take from you because they write you a ticket, because you're backing into a parking spot and you're only missing one backup light, the other side has it, it's pretty obvious that you're backing up into a parking spot, and they shoot your budget for the entire month, how do you feel about that police officer? You don't like that police officer. But the police officer only exists because the politicians make the laws, rules, and regulations against everyone, including those police officers. The police officers, sadly, are in a ruling class. Scoundrels that have no way to earn a living. Protection should never be in the hands of a government that has force on the people's wages, period. Ever. Yet, men and women, we seek a man of competence when it comes to ruling the country. We do. We should be seeking the kind of man who knows how to build business, because that's in our nature of male and female. Each one of us has the ability to think for ourselves, thinking deeply, seeing in pictures. We did it as children. seeing in pictures, to create things in our nature as creators. And we elect people who only create laws, rules, and regulations against our creation. There's something wrong with that. And we consider them competent. That's completely incompetent on our part to allow someone to be at the top of a nation that was once free, where people could create things, and they did at a rapid speed when we first started this nation that we call the United States of America, whatever corporation it might be. You'll find out that schools, all these are corporations. It's just the way that we operate our nation, but the biggest gross indisparity is that we have a willingness to continue a system of control over our wages. And we can change that. We can have real protection. Allowing a nation's leaders to be pistol-packing mamas and papas, to come against us, our wages, our properties and contracts, is not safety for the next generation. It will only become worse as every year more laws, rules, and regulations come upon the people in a non-ruling class family by a very small percentage of the population in a ruling class system of control. Most of us are not elected officials. But sadly, the nation's federal government has become the largest employer in the nation, and it does not create anything of value. It takes from everyone who does create and produce value, which means we hit a tipping point. When I heard President Barack Obama speak for the first time ever in the fall of 2013, as I was sitting in an airport and the TV was on, so there he was. I don't own a TV. The same thing has gone on for thousands of years. What do I need to know about this year? The same system of control, where a very small portion of the people control the outcome of people's lives as they gather more control over us through force, doesn't stop. It won't stop until the people unite behind the value creators and the producers in the nation and lift them up. In your social media, you should be showing people that bring value to life, not putting on the dog of politics. You should be showing the values that these geniuses, millions of them, already get to us. And say, these are the people we should be following and not politicians. These bring us value, and politicians take from our value. As more and more people decide to change what they do in social media and do things to help the next generation be free from that incompetency of ruling over us through our wages, our properties and contracts, we will all become safe. Why should a nation a government that takes from the people through force? They should not. A nation's government should not be business either, because that would mean they compete with the people who are supposed to be free to create values and to gain happiness. If we had more happy people creating value every day, and it was taught to our children in school as we linked our thoughts, those percepts into concepts, we'd have more and more, not less and less. Because we're not taught to link our thoughts into concepts. It seems as though that handsome man, that sexy man, that sexy woman who was once married even to the sexy man who ran the country should run the country. But those who have been in politics for their career should never be elected president of the United States, period. We should elect those who create value to those very important positions that require competency, that require competence, the ability to do something successfully or efficiently, not anyone who has ever taken from you through a law, rule, or regulation that is backed by force. We need someone to go in and slash the base of power in the United States, which is the budget that's based upon social good programs that have ensnared the people who could use their minds in these very high technology, technological times to be more. But when you tell them they can't go out and do a physical labor job, they can't go do anything else, they'll never become competent again with that power and control over them. They're in a trap, a very sad trap, and they could be out when enough of us unite to end this incompetent system known as the ruling class that's existed for thousands of years. It's nothing new. But it would certainly be better to elect a market-driven businessman who doesn't take political perks to become wealthy in business than to elect someone who spent their years writing laws, rules, and regulations against them. We seek a man of competence because we know they're stronger and we want them to protect us. I don't care if they're male or female. But what could happen in our world to end the illusions of control and make the world a richer, happier, healthier, safe place? We would not elect politicians to office. Whoa, everyday people, we make the world go round with a non-ruling class that is much larger than the ruling class that has ruled over us for thousands of years. I appreciate you being with us. We'll look forward to coming back tomorrow. It's great for all times. I'm doing it. Share the show, please. Drama.